Hey guys, this is Tasha Justine Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode.
Week number two.
We're back.
Yes.
So today, I don't know, we heard from some listeners about what they wanted to hear, and they threw in a few topics. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to everything today. But one of the ones I did want to talk about is this interview with Corey Holcomb. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name properly, but he was on The Breakfast Club, I believe, talking to Angela Yee and Envy and them about monogamy and how he don't believe in monogamy, and how, like, as long as a man is taking care of home, it shouldn't matter who they're sleeping with, how many women they're sleeping with, or what they're doing, because the home front is taken care of. And as long as you're being honest, but not too honest, because you can't go into details with women, so men say, because we're emotional, it shouldn't matter. Like, how you feel about that? Do you feel like men are capable of being in a monogamous relationship?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone is capable, as long as they put their mind to it.
I've heard men say that men are not supposed to be in monogamous
relationships. That's bullshit.
Like, this is
so, I mean, nice. I feel like it's whatever you want. There are situations when people are like, you know, they're okay with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's fair. It's the thing, the problem is that people aren't honest about that. Men, if you feel like I can't be with one woman. I love you so much. But there might be a time where I might dip into something else. I feel like you should be forthcoming with that information.
Could you be in a relationship, though, where the man isn't, like, okay with being monogamous?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I gotta be number one, only one, never number two. I'm sorry. For me, it's not that I don't agree, because there are people who are in open relationships, but I feel like sometimes your emotions get into it. When you get emotionally attached, I don't care how honest they are with you, you're going to be fucked up in the game because your feelings are involved. And that's what it boils down to. So I think, I get what Tasha's saying about the whole people, oh, be honest about it. Do you? But when feelings get involved, it's like,
yeah. Those damn feelings.
The feelings is where it becomes complicated.
You
gotta
make a decision at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, look, it's one or the other. It's either I'm gonna keep dealing with you knowing this is the type of man you are, or I'm gonna just be without you in its entirety. It depends on which one hurts more or that you are okay with more.
Oh no, yeah. I'm sitting here like, how much do I want to spill the tea into all this stuff? But I was dating someone who did not believe in monogamy. And I don't think I knew a friend that he didn't believe in monogamy. I think we had, like, settled on this just being, like, a friends with benefit relationship. And then it's like, as we kept talking, he kept saying stuff too, like, he wanted to get up, go out and about, and do whatever he wanted to do, and didn't care if I dated and spent time with other men, just didn't want me being, like, physical with anyone else. And I thought he was joking. Like, I was like, you gotta be joking. So we stopped talking for a while. We started talking again, and I realized he was serious. Like, this is a real thing. He truly wanted a woman that he could be with
whenever he wanted.
Although his follow-up game and communication is better than a whole lot of other men out here. But but he was like, he don't believe in monogamy. Like, he wants to do whatever it's like he wants to do. And I think by then, my dumb ass already caught feelings. But I was like, it's cool. I'm too busy. I'm not trying to look for no relationship. It's cool. It could work. But then I caught feelings.
I feel like the guy's okay with the whole not being in a monogamy relationship, but it's only beneficial to him. He doesn't want his woman or his wife or whatever, his girl, his chick, to do what he's doing.
I think
she can't do her, but you could do you.
This is gonna sound so sad, woman. So don't judge me with this part of it though, too, right? What when I was rationalizing this, and like what kept me from talking to this person, I was just like, in comparison to these other men who don't believe in monogamy but don't say nothing, he was like always upfront and honest. And I felt
it's really like, a breath of fresh air. I
yeah, know but like honesty.
I've definitely dealt with men who are open like that and will tell me like, yeah, no, I don't want to be with one person, or I'll do you one even better. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's probably not even better. That's a, for lack of better words. But men that will come forward and say what their situation is. If you're being honest out the gate, I feel like I'm going to deal with it for as long as I can deal with it. I like this and I'm having a good time until I'm not anymore.
You know what? I want to say, yeah, but I couldn't, like, for me, I when I was convincing and rationalizing with myself, I kept saying, right, like, I just got a relationship where I got cheated on. And you be with men for all this time and don't know that they're cheating on you. Whereas, like, I'm walking into something knowing what I'm getting up front. But for me, it was like, I'm catching feelings, which is all cool, right? Like, you with someone, it's hard not to catch. It is easier to catch feelings. Had it had just been a friends with benefits situation, like I asked for, like, just meeting up. I don't even think that's friends with benefit, just a fuck buddy. When you start bringing in that friend aspect and getting to know people, you catch feelings. So I couldn't do it because I need to be able to claim this person. Like, I don't want to share. That's where I ended up.
Selfishness is where I get into play.
I'm selfish.
Yeah, exactly. I am too. I don't want to share. I've been like sharing my space sometimes. Yeah.
It's like not being able to proclaim like you out and about, and it's like, what the hell do I even call you, right? Like, I need something that's mine. So it also was not okay with me.
Exactly. So yeah, no, I'm not cool with it. And yeah, no, so don't get any ideas from Justine, all you listeners out there, okay? Because no, not going for it. I don't care if you're honest, I don't care if you're upfront, I don't really care if you let me know what your situation is, because I don't want to be the situation. Like, yeah. Like, what if you're the situation? Then what? You become the situation. So, like, they be honest with you about their situation. Their situation is they got a whole shorty or whatever the case may be. And then you become the situation. Then what? And I mean, next girl is not the situation, but she knows about the situation.
And in our case, and his defense, in our case, right? Like, I'm saying he was extremely honest. We're like, his... I ain't tell y'all what it is, but like, I knew the situation. Like, I knew. And before, when I had first came into the picture, there was another situation. She knew. Like, she knew about me. I knew about her. She eventually was out the picture, and then I became, I guess, quote unquote, the situation. Like, I knew. There was no not knowing stuff. Mm-hmm. I just could not. I can't share.
You can't. You couldn't continue to do it anymore, because then you became not the situation, but the thing.
So this conversation with this Corey Holcomb dude, is this the man who was talking about how women, force men into monogamy pretty much, and then act like having sex is a chore? Is that same one?
Ooh, I didn't, no. I didn't hear the whole interview.
I don't think that's him. I don't think that's him, because he never complained about his wife having sex with him. He did say he's happily married, but he does him. Mm-hmm. And then the response to that was Angela Lee was like, well, how you know she's not doing her? And he was like, I don't know.
Because he got so much, he's too much doing him. But I ain't listened to the end. I don't know if that happened.
Now, on that situation, I don't agree with either. But I'm not condoning cheating.
Wait, what happened, though? So, wait, you knew the man was not okay with monogamy. You forced him into a relationship. And then you give him bad sex? What was it?
No, sex is a chore.
Not bad sex, but it's like you acting like sex is a chore. It's like, you know, oh God, like I don't feel like having sex. Like, I don't want to.
But I'm not, I mean, we're about to get into a whole nother different topic though, but I don't feel like sex is, like, when I'm with someone and it's, I don't know, maybe this sounding like a chore. It's not a chore though. Like, I don't say no when it comes to sex. If I'm saying that we together and you want sex, I'm giving you sex.
Cause you gonna go get it somewhere else if you don't. And that's the thing. But again, I don't condone cheating, just leave then. Because if you guys are not balancing each other out in that relationship, situationship, whatever they call it nowadays. I don't know what they call it. Social media, not social media. I don't really
entanglement.
Know. Entanglement, you know, whatever it is. You have to know how to please your partner. Like, it's a 50-50 thing. It's no, you know, you can't be like, oh, you want him to do this, this, and this, and you want him to be faithful to you and only be with you. But then, like, he'd be like, babe, but, like, let's get on. You'd be like, oh, my God, nigga, please, bye.
No. I mean, but how bad is your sex life that you don't look forward to having sex with each other?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
well, apparently, you know, I'm starting to, I don't know if it's our age or what, but that's a thing. People really be tired and they don't be wanting to.
You're too tired for sex?
Let me tell y'all something, okay?
Let's save that for another podcast.
Working mother, and I gets it in, right? For my men, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I work full time, take care of home duties. We just, if my dude want it, I'm going
to
give it.
We just finished another topic, but Tasha, you don't want to talk about this topic?
Like, I wasn't ready. It wasn't on the clipboard.
But you brought it there. Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, I did. I had a conversation the other day, and that was said, like, yeah, you know, I'm tired. Like, if I'm tired, I'm tired.
What?
Like, clutching my pearls, like, what? I'm tired.
That's a burst of energy. What you mean you're tired? Like, what?
You want to be single, I guess, and not mingling. I mean, like, you can't be in, like I said, in a monogamy relationship. Like, men and women both have needs. Like, let's be clear. We're all grown here. We're all adults. We're grown people. At the end of the day, that's what it is. So you can't expect what you expect.
I hope y'all know I'm naming the episode title that. Men and women all have needs.
All of us have needs, okay? And it's very important to contribute to those needs. Like, let's be real. You can't be clutching a pearl talking about you tired, but you want your man to be faithful. Bro, like, that makes sense out of nonsense. No. That's stupid.
All right.
Next. Dumb.
All right. I'm going to put a little pin in that. Maybe it's another topic for another day. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Tasha said we threw off guard. Yes.
When y'all listen to this, listeners, comment and tell us. Because we'll make it another topic.
If y'all want it to be another topic, we will make it another topic.
For it to be continued.
But the next thing, I'm trying to think, there was like maybe two things. The next one I was thinking, I was just having a conversation with the man. I was telling him he needs to get on here though too so we can get the man perspective. I don't know if y'all remember that thing about Kevin Hart and like him saying something about how he was like gone basically for 12 hours. He got drunk playing ping pong, passed out. But it was like, I can't tell my wife that I got drunk playing ping pong. And this came up in the conversation with this guy because he was like, women all think alike. Like, they're not all alike, but logically, we have the same thought pattern. And brought out that example and was like, how would you react? And him and I was going back and forth. And I was like, had he just said, I got drunk, I didn't need to know the whole story as to what happened, just said, I got drunk and passed out. My main concern would have just been, are you okay? Not blacking out on you for not being there. Or like spending the night somewhere else. I didn't give a damn about no ping pong. But then he did make a point in like, your man been gone for 12 hours. You're not going to ask no questions. You don't feel like you're responsible to your woman to provide no extra details. So started talking about like believability. Which FYI, I didn't know it was a word. And like, how credible does a story need to be for y'all to believe it?
It's like, I feel like it sounds crazy to say, but like it has to have happened before. Like, I have to have heard that shit before somewhere. Like, you can't come, I don't know if my nigga can come to me with some like outlandish story, like, and it's like, this is why I've been going all this time. It's like, I don't know.
I didn't even think the outlander story. I'm like, sometimes shit just happens. So then he started talking about patterns. What if it happens like once a month or every 6 months, every 8 months? Like, then it's okay. And my immediate response was then, but now we have another fucking issue that just shit keep happening. either you got an alcohol problem and we need right. to take you to AA, or you're cheating.
Right. Right.
That's for real.
But the bigger thing was like believability. Like, would you believe your man if he came back with some shit like that?
Does he play ping pong for real?
But that's why he was like, it was unbelievable, because this nigga never played no ping pong before. So if I just come out randomly out the blue, I never drink and tell you I passed out at my friend's house getting drunk. Like,
so now
would you believe me? Yeah.
But you know what? Hold on. One second.
Uh-huh. Let me hear this.
Because we just gonna go to this story right here, because, you know, if you at your homeboy's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You at your homeboy's house. Your homeboy had to have met me. Mm. Had to have. That's your homeboy. If you staying there, all that. I gotta know you. I mean, you that type of relationship. We said husband, wife. So I must know this person.
That's true.
Well, so boyfriend, girlfriend. He was like, what if, you know.
I'm just going based off what the information and the facts that we have here. Because it's not always just the fact that you've done that. Why doesn't anyone around you know to call your fucking wife?
Mm.
Why doesn't anybody around you know that?
That's where we get into the grown-up.
But I mean, a piece of it now. So if that happened to you now with your boyfriend or someone you was dating now, and maybe it's not ping pong, it's something else that's crazy. They got drunk, passed out, and didn't make it home. Like,
I don't know.
What you doing?
I'm a texting type of female.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold you. Like, I have had some real crazy ass relationships, but it's just my relationships when I'm dealing with somebody, that's like my nigga. That's my mm-hmm. friend. So although you're out with your other friends doing stuff, you think my nigga's not texting me through the night while he out with his friends? You having fun, but you know what I'm saying? You text him, they 95% of
but
the
But what
time,
if it's that? He's texting you nonstop. He's texting to the point that he gets passed out drunk and then just stops responding. Then what?
Yeah, and then if I keep calling and I'm calling back to back to back, I'm getting in my car and I'm coming to find you.
Okay? I know, it's just like a number of things, because it's just like, it's hard, because I know for me personally, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, just relationships I've been in, no shit like that is going to happen, because it's like, oh, babe, I'm drinking. I'm getting dumb drunk, blah, blah, blah. At some point, somebody says some nasty shit and we want to talk on the phone. So we're going to talk and I'm going to know. Like, I just know, like, oh, all right, it's time for you to get home because you too drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just y'all too disconnected already, in my opinion. Y'all too disconnected already, that 12 hours or all this time could have gone by and
yeah,
nobody said nothing. Yeah. Nobody.
12 no. hours?
Yeah.
And I know you out and you didn't say like you home? No. Mm-hmm. And I'm
calling he's supposed to be home coming to you and he didn't come home.
That's what
you.
I'm saying. 12 hours? No, that's not going to work. I'm not waiting for no story. I'm going to get the story. So let's get your ass and let's go.
But I mean, we got off the point because he started off saying all women think alike, and then by the end it's like most of y'all think the same, because even hearing y'all now it's like similar, but not my thought process didn't go there. I think I was just like, are you okay? And shit happens, right? If it's not a consistent thing, it's something that happens one fucking time. All I care about is that you're okay. But it also was like, it's a trust factor, right? Like, men have a habit of trying to make it seem like their woman is crazy because she blowing up your phone or she jumping in the car to come see you or come figure out what the hell you are. But like, if they trust you, like, men be cheating and then be like, oh God, my girl crazy, she does this, she does that, but she has a reason to be that way. Like, she didn't just wake up that's one day fact. And say, I'm gonna be crazy on you.
That's true.
That is a fact.
Yeah. I mean, that is very true.
They swear, like, ah, nah, old woman crazy, y'all be doing this, y'all be doing that, bugging out, she blowing up my phone. Like, you gave her a reason to do that.
To do those
things. Stop cheating on that girl.
Yeah. Like, stop. I don't know. That's that right there. That's. I still want to say on that. But I will say that 12 hours later, like SpongeBob, 12 hours later, like, no, I'm coming.
I mean,
to find
12
you.
Hours is
I'm
a
not
deal.
Waiting for you to come home.
Like, you just pop up 12 hours later, your phone was dead. Like, you couldn't let me know you was on the way when you finally did wake up and come to. You couldn't send a text, send a call. Like, some.
No.
You just gonna pop up like nothing ever happened.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No. Couldn't be you.
Couldn't be me. Yeah.
All right. All right. So next topic, and I will admit, I don't know much about nothing related to this topic. But it's been going on for a while, the whole like Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion situation, and Tory allegedly shooting Megan and then made a whole album about it. Ooh. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say I was a Tory Lanez fan, but I definitely had some music of his in my music library, even stuff that's like not commercial and not on the radio like that. So I could say I was like, I ain't gonna say a fan, but I liked his music.
You listened to his music?
I did not listen to the album. Like, I just,
I didn't listen to the album either.
I felt like it was some bitch shit. Like, and I was like, I don't want to partake in this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the whole story. I don't know all about...
Right, and that was my whole thing. I don't know what the story is, and I don't know what happened. Like, don't get it twisted for a second. I don't really... From pieces that I've heard, it was like an accident. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, nobody...
Was it an accident?
It's hard for us to... For anybody... Between Meg the Stallion and Tory Lanez, just them two separately, it is very fucked up for them to even ask us to pick a fucking side. Mm-hmm. Y'all not telling us what the hell happened? We don't know what happened for real.
This is what I was thinking. I was thinking about this stuff, right? Where it's like, I don't know though, because I'm hearing an accident. Clearly, I didn't know the details. All I was thinking though was that maybe she could have forgiven him. Maybe. She would have been like, oh, no, I'm not even pursuing any of this stuff. Had you not, I don't want to say been a bitch, because I don't know all the details, but this is a point that I'm taking as. Like, I know that I've broken up with exes, and, like, I broke up exes, but still want the best for them. Like, I don't want to be with you, but I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. I don't want you going through anything. But I ain't never gotten shot by an ex before either. Well, allegedly got shot by an ex before either. And I don't know if that changes something a bit. But, like, you never know. You just coming out here doing shit.
Yeah. I really don't know.
Yeah, apparently it was an accident. Someone, him and someone else was fighting over a gun. And then it went off and hit a foot. And, you know, it was like, you know, allegedly this is not a fact because I wasn't.
Yeah, we don't know.
But something along the lines of Meg was fucking with Tory Lanez. That was a thing. Them two was fucking with each other, and apparently they always like a party or some type of powwow going on. And Tory Lanez had been fucking with two of the other girls that was there, and it turned into something.
Niggas,
bring this back.
See what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like,
what?
So what do you do? Like, exactly.
So, like, on this album, he's talking about how they were cool and how they was really falling in love with each other, all mm-hmm. this type of shit.
You see what I'm talking about? So, how was the album, though?
It was good. Tory Lanez is talented.
I mean, I'll give him that.
You can't take away somebody's talent.
Yeah, I did like some of his songs. They be lit. You know,
but I was like, honestly, like, I mean, I hear women when they're like, oh, we need to protect our black women. If he shot her on purpose, on accident, whatever it was, that's fucked up.
Well,
and it's horrible that happened to her. And you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if somebody tell me my son did something, I want to fucking hear my son's side.
That's true.
Yeah, what you hear your son's side, he comes and tells you the whole world don't need to hear your album.
Right. What is she expecting though from, because obviously she wants something from
it wasn't that this. It wasn't this album.
So obviously she's expecting something from this. So it says like, okay, you don't know, you can't pick a side, obviously, right? Because we don't really know what happened, who said what, who did what, who shot who, we don't know. It's like a big song, who shot you? We don't really know. But what do you want? Like, because everybody's, I think most people are just mad at the fact that one, he did the album, right? So
that's all it is. I'm not choosing a side as to who did what. I just don't think it's manly to be doing the album.
Did you wait before you initially apologized and got pressured to apologize? Or did he even apologize? Because I don't even really know. And then it makes me look at it like, you know, three, like, yeah, like you say, like, I'm a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get, you know, you got to protect. We got to protect ourselves. We got to protect our black females. But at the end of the day, sometimes chicks be bugging. But she didn't deserve to get shot. Absolutely not. And to be embarrassed like that with an owl being made, that's a little, again, like, that, like, we negating the fact that everybody has feelings. Like, she's a human. Just because she's Meg.
I mean, but if y'all was truly your friends, y'all was in love, then, like,
you wouldn't do something all like of that.
This shit turned into something.
Yeah.
Totally different.
And that's just what it seemed like on that album, like, listening to it. It's like, y'all really rock with each other or whatever, and something happened, something transpired where you guys, like, you know what I'm saying, totally demolished this friendship. But,
and I'm sure the album didn't help it.
No.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, no. I mean, no, I'm not being with friends, no. Like, first you shoot me on accident, quote unquote, and then you make Allegedly. Not a song, you made a whole album about
me. Yeah, it's a lot of songs about, like, that. Oh,
damn, homie. What the hell?
Right, what I do?
So, yeah. I'm gonna have to say no, I'm not gonna listen to the album.
Which,
it was a little knock.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Like, because, yeah, no. You, friends, this is the thing, too. Like, friendship ties into, like, loyalty. Like, you know, friendship, loyalty, like, friends, if you have a squabble or whatever the case may be with your friend, you don't go and do something else to hurt that person. Mm-hmm. You already, damn, allegedly shot her, right? She already suffered the the foot pain. Then you're going to take the dagger and just
gosh,
finish her off. Damn, like, come on. Like, no, I can't. You was never, like, to me, like, damn.
That wasn't.
Makes me question, were you ever really, did you care about me? Because you don't do things to hurt
people. But yeah, but that happens all the time in relationships. Unfortunately,
you could just keep on hurting. Yeah. Sometimes it just gets out of control. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to do tit for tat shit.
I don't know how many times I asked that question. Like, Julie, yo, did you really, like, how could you ever say you love someone and then be treating them the way that you do?
Yes, I swear, I could never. I don't know. I can't ever mistreat somebody I've ever said, you know what I'm saying, that I'm in love with you. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'll stop talking to you. I'll stop, you know what I'm saying? But I can't.
That's the type of people we are.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. It's like, I thought you said you were.
Sometimes they just love what you can do for them. They don't necessarily.
Also, sometimes people just don't know how to love. Like, they just wasn't raised, wasn't taught. I don't know what it is. But
people use
that
term very loosely nowadays. I'm seeing that L word.
The L word.
I think you in love with the idea of being in love with that person. You're not really in love.
Justine said y'all ain't in love.
Because you're just using that term very loosely, because to love someone is unconditional. And you want to see them. You want them to be.
I was having this conversation with someone before, but I was like, I swear I was just having this conversation. And I was like that. Like, I still have love for all my exes. Like, I want the best for them. There's no ill feelings in my heart.
There's no ill feelings, bro.
I still want the best for them. And someone was like, no, there's definitely ill feelings in my heart.
Hello, ill.
There's one who shall remain nameless, because I'm not good.
I really still be wanting the best for them. Like, I still feel bad when bad things
happen. I don't care.
They're not a thought in my head anymore, because they're clearly my past.
It's not a thought that's in my head, but, like, I had an ex that got shot before I went to the hospital to go and visit him. It's like, I still would care, God forbid, if something happened to you, even if I'm not dealing with
you. I don't want none of them to die. No.
But did you die?
Like, I don't want you to die. I just don't care.
Like, being homeless. I don't know anything.
Oh,
bad.
Did you see such and such and such?
I don't care to know what's going on in their life. I just don't want anything bad to happen.
You know, I don't wish death on nobody. But I don't.
Yeah. Really, the only way I'm gonna know any of those things are bad that's happening in their life is because I'm knowing about what's going on in their day to day, and I don't want to.
It's not even knowing what's going on. I don't even know how I found out that this one got shot, but it's just period. Like, I still have love for all of my exes, period.
Oh, Tashina's nice. You hear that, guys? She is so nice.
She still got love for y'all.
She still got love. I didn't say I'm in love.
No, don't get twisted, so don't be DMing later. Don't try to shoot your shot, okay? That's not what she's saying. She don't need no repeats.
I mean, I don't go backwards.
Don't even try to do it. But she's so nice.
I try.
One out of three ain't bad guys, but because me and Tasha, like, no. Mm. I'm mean.
I see. All right, meanies.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wrap for this week. Yes. Ladies.
We have come to the end of the road in this podcast.
This podcast, but not the, well, this episode, not the podcast. We're not disappearing again.
We're not going to go ghost.
Say what you mean, mean what you say.
This episode, too, has come to an end.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for listening. It has been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. I always enjoy chopping it up with you ladies. And we will see you all next week.
Next week.
As Justine said, if there was something, or I think Tasha, you said too, something in this episode. Mm-hmm. I forgot what topic we were talking about.
Monogamy.
Not that, the sex.
Sex.
Sex with your partner when you were in a relationship, when you're in a monogamous relationship, how much sex? Yeah. I don't know what the question is.
Is it a chore?
Right.
I don't know what the question is. I have sex when I'm in a relationship, so I don't know. But if that's something you want us to get into, let us know.
Right.
All right. Till then, bye, y'all.